This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Before we go to your, just to a reflection of your speech there in front, why do you think it's important for universities like Mangosuthu University of Technology to have such programs for their students and for the community at large?
It is, thank you. That's a very, very good question. It is my strong conviction that universities plays a very significant role in society. And for universities to bring students from community, it is important to prepare them to go back to community.
Yes.
To whatever we have acquired, the knowledge we have acquired here, community, process it. As I said earlier on, it is the knowledge, it's the understanding and the wisdom. It is then to use whatever we have learned and our lived experiences, implement it wherever we are. That is what will ultimately bring total community transformation.
Mm.
Our education should not just be an accolade. It must translate into communal transformation. And when and because of the university being that powerful, I always, this is how I frame it. I don't know whether I have the time, but I frame it this way.
Yes.
The university is like the brain. The brain is the knowledge center. The heart is the place of compassion, the place of influence. If we bring the brain and the heart together, the hands will produce a great harvest.
Mm.
And the heart, we, as you sitting here, we come from community, from the heart, the
yes.
places where the heart, compassion, we had our struggles, we had our pain, but we lived through things and through issues. Now we come into this space. We can't just be, as I always say, we can't just have an empowerment mentality. We must look at how do we co-power? How do I bring you sitting here now in university, but also there behind? It means I'm not here to empower, but I'm also here to co-power. When you walk into a classroom or into a lecture room,
yes,
right? You don't walk into the lecture room empty. You come into the lecture room with something. If you study social work, you came with something there. So what I'm saying is, universities must capitalize on that so we can send our students back to university and actually help universities to become a civic university in service to humanity, in service to community, rather in service to community. So I think this collaboration is critically important.
Definitely, Rev. Now, let's take it back to your message there on this program. You were the main speaker. Maybe if you can just reflect for someone who was at home, who did not have an opportunity to hear you or others address, they're studying, you know, it's quite busy. So if you can just tell us about your message of the day.
Yes. And I actually spoke on those three things.
Mm.
I spoke on knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. How does those three work together? If we bring that into synergy, then it means knowledge here gives us power. We know something. We know a subject, we have power. But understanding help us to translate the knowledge to become meaningful to me, to institution. But it is the wisdom that ultimately help us to transform community. We don't want to have, and as I said, we don't want to have a situation where we just be walking around being powerful, create powerful students or graduates or alumni, but we want to see communities being transformed.
Mm.
So in essence, what I'm saying is knowledge is important, but we have to move from knowledge to understanding.
Mm.
From understanding, we have to move to wisdom. And that wisdom will then help us to see communal transformation.
Wow. What a powerful message. I don't want to even elongate it that long. Rev, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Maybe just your last message now to the youth of South Africa, to the youth of Durban, the youth of Umlazi, and where this university is located. What can you say to that one person who is probably struggling with substance abuse? They don't know it is yet because they're still enjoying the high,
correct,
but the effect.
Yep.
And the impact that it may have on their lives. What can you say to that person?
Firstly, that's a very good question, good challenge for me. Firstly, I want every young person that is using now, whether it's vaping, whether it's occupied, whatever it is, or hardcore, I want to let you know, your mother didn't give birth to a drug addict, but to a son. You as a son, there's no future in a drug addict, but there's a future in a son. You're a son, you're a daughter. Your life is a seed. And that seed has three components. And the three components of that seed, it is power, potential, and possibility. Wherever you are struggling, or wherever you are doing well, just remember, you are a seed and your life are the most valuable asset that God entrusted you with. You are a steward of your life. However, yes, you take care of that life, you are the steward. I want to encourage you, steward your life. Steward your life out of addiction. Steward your life to success. Steward your life to transformation. Steward your life to help us building this great community, Umlazi, Durban, and beyond. Because it is in your hand. You've been created to be wonderfully, fearfully, and marvelous is the work of God's hand.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. I don't want to speak after those words. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you, madam.
Siyabonga. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.